Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free. It's 855-660-4261. So if you have any questions, now's the time to call. Tom will talk to you. He'll get you set up, and that way we can get a head start for you for the new season. I know it's January, but now's the time to plan your landscaping, your perennial bed, your vegetable garden. Annuals that you may be thinking of planting, shrubs, trees, lawn care program for your lawn. You know, did you have moss? Do you have a lot of broadleaf weeds? Do you have crabgrass? If you have a question, now is the time to call 855-660-4261. It's a quiet time of the gardening season, and if you're up and you have a question, now is the time to call. You wait until April and May, the wait will be a lot longer, and right now, again, we have open lines. We can take questions, and we'll help you to be ahead of the season. Because there are things that you can do at this time of the year. I know some of you have a wood-burning stove or a pellet stove. And usually, once a week, the stove has to be cleaned of all that ash. What do you do with that wood ash? Well, the wood ash is of value to you, a lot of value to you. A 5-gallon bucket filled with wood ash, and even the little cinders that will come from the wood that doesn't burn right down to a powder. This is a product that's all natural, it's all organic, and it will work faster in your garden and on your lawn than adding limestone. If you add the old-fashioned powdered lime to your garden, to your lawn, to your flower beds, around shrubs and trees to help them to grow easier in your environment, it's going to take a 6-month period for that limestone to break down with the microbes available in your soil and to change the acidity level in your garden. But if you add wood ash in place of limestone to your garden, it's going to happen in a 2-week period. 2 weeks or 6 months. That's a big difference in the time that the product works for you. So when you clean out that wood stove, take that wood ash, and if where you live there is no snow cover or the snow isn't too deep, just walk out in the garden, throw it right on top of the snow, right on top of the garden. The rain, the snow, the weather will work it into the ground, and it will start to make the soil sweeter. It will help the soil to become less acidic, which means that your plants will grow a lot faster. And most of our garden plants want to be near neutral to be the most productive. Some like it a little bit on the acidic side, but by adding the wood ash to your gardens now, to your lawn now, when they get to be actively growing, because the soil is less acidic, they're going to grow better. And did you know that if your lawn is less acidic, has less moss in it, you're going to have fewer weeds. Crabgrass grows better in a soil that's acidic than a lawn that's neutral or a lot less acid. So the days of adding lime really did pay off. You know, you were wondering, well, I'm adding this lime because I was told it will kill the moss. I don't have a lot of moss now. You add lime. It doesn't have to be every year. It doesn't have to be as heavy as it's recommended. But adding limestone by the bag or wood ash on a yearly basis really does help to keep the grass thicker and fuller. And if the grass is thicker and fuller, you're going to have less crabgrass. You're going to have less dandelions and chickweed and clover and all of these other types of weeds in your lawn, because they prefer an acid soil. So when you clean out the fireplace, don't take it to the landfill and, you know, dispose of it. Throw it in your gardens. Throw it in your lawn. Now, a 5-gallon bucket filled with wood ash, 5-gallon bucket filled to the top, is equal to a 50-pound bag of limestone. So your old-fashioned powdered lime, a 50-pound bag of it, is equivalent to a 5-gallon bucket of wood ash. And normally, when you're applying that to a garden or to a lawn, you're going to use it for 1,000 square feet. So 100 feet by 10 feet will give you 1,000 square foot of garden. And just broadcast it in the spring when the weather has cleared up, has stabilized, things are getting to go, then you can work it in. Okay? Now, our phone number, 855-660-4261. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
You ready to do a little gardening? Terrific. Who do we have up first this morning, Tom? Martha, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Hi, Martha.
I have a quick question for you. I also want to tell you that now I'm going to be making tomato sauce this afternoon because you made me hungry with your good suggestions.
Thank you.
I have three beautiful poinsettias that are about 3 years old that I do the take them out of the sunlight, put them in the dark room, bring them back out like you suggest. And so this year they've bloomed well, two of them at least. But now they are just dropping their leaves. The leaves look fine. I don't see any signs of any insects or anything. But every morning when I come down and am in the kitchen, there are leaves all over the place. If I move the plant at all, leaves drop.
Huh. Are they near a window, Martha?
Yes.
Okay. So they're getting plenty of light during the day. Now, when the leaves fall, are they falling green or have they turned yellow?
They're falling green. They look perfect.
Huh. Are they in a pot that has drainage?
Yes.
Okay. And how often are you watering and feeding them?
Well, you had mentioned not to feed them too strongly while they're blooming.
Right.
I water them when sticking my finger down two knuckles deep, it feels dry.
Okay. I mean, you're following all the right conditions. Are the leaves falling from the bottom, working their way up, or from the top, falling down? Or is
no
it scattered?
No pattern to it at all.
No, it's just they're just falling here and there.
Yes.
And So you just touch the leaf and they fall.
Yes.
Wow. The windows that they need, are they drafty at all?
No, the plants are on the floor, just below the windows. I will tell you, though, that in front of the plants, about 14 inches, are baseboard hot water heating.
Okay, well, the baseboard hot water heating should not affect the overall health of that leaf, because it's a nice humid, it's not like a forced hot air vent that's blowing on that plant, and the air coming out of the vent is very dry. So the heat coming from the baseboard, the heat coming from the baseboard should not affect that plant. But it's so the plants themselves are on the floor, the windows are above, they're getting plenty of light. I would try maybe giving them a little bit more water, put them in the sink, fill the container with water, let it percolate through, drain off all the excess, and now that we're starting a new year, I would feed that poinsettia once a month and use that at full strength.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com, like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected, so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant, this fall.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Gun Club. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. And when we're talking with Martha about her poinsettias, one thing I want you to do, Martha, turn your plant upside down, pull the pot off of the root ball, and look at the root system. The root system of your poinsettia should be white or a creamy white color. If it's brown or hopefully not black, it could be you are giving it too much water. And, you know, and sometimes you will get that. So just pull the pot off, look at the root system. And the other thing is, if it's 3 years old, when did you repot it last? So that could be an option also. And if it's a solid mass of roots, you can repot at this time of the year, and that will help. You just go up a pot 2 inches larger in size. Use a good potting soil like black gold that has a lot of compost and all of the new products that they're adding to soil additives now. It does make a big difference. Okay? Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Roger from Mass with a question about amaryllis.
Roger, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. I'm getting ready to plant the amaryllis bulbs that I've been growing for several years.
Yes.
And I was wondering, number one, should I trim off the old roots? And also, they have young bulbs growing, you know, on the sides of them. One of them has four young bulbs on it. Should my thought was to separate those young bulbs and plant them as a clump in a separate pot. Is that what I should do, or should I just leave the whole thing together? Thank you.
Okay, now, how large are these small bulbs? Are they a couple of inches, or
they have all the compost and all of the new products that they're adding.
Roger, what is the size of your amaryllis?
Okay.
The little side bulbs that are on there. Okay. Now, this is what you're going to need to do. If you want to separate the little side shoots, the little bulbs that are developing on the main one. If you cut them from the bulb, and that would be the way to do it, so to get a good sharp knife, you need to make sure that on the bottom of the bulb, there are roots. Because if you snap off the bulb and there's no root system attached to it, then that bulb is going to die. It needs a way to pull up nourishment from the soil. It needs a way to pull moisture out of the soil. So you're going to take your time, get the knife between the bulb and the mother, slowly cut. But you need to have a piece of the root system attached to the baby bulb so that it can grow by itself. And, you know, just take your time, get a good sharp knife, and then plant them. And what you can do is, if you've got four of them, you can take all four off, get a pot that would be 8 to 10 inches in diameter, and place them or arrange them in the pot so there's a couple of inches between each of them, and they will grow. And normally it will take from a little bulblet to blooming between 2 and 3 years, depending on how you care for them. So if you divide them now, feed them on a monthly basis, grow them all summer long in that pot on your deck, porch, patio, and then bring them in the fall when the kids go back to school and the weather begins to get cold. Let them go dormant, and then next year, keep them in that same pot. Bring them back to life. They'll continue to get larger. And once you see they're a couple of inches in diameter and the bulb has begun to produce a rounded shape, right now they are kind of flat because they're growing up against the mother. But once they begin to get round and start to really grow, then you can put each of them in a 6-inch pot. But it will take you between 2 and 3 years for them to grow and become large enough to flower. Okay? So divide them, but remember, you need to have a root system when you plant them. Feed them on a monthly basis. Lots of sun during the summer. You're ready to go.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free. The number is 855-660-4261. So if we can help you with your garden or questions that you have, give us a call right now. We can talk with Tom, and he'll get you set up, and we'll help you to get one step ahead of everything. That's 855-660-4261. Again, call us now and we'll get you set up. We were talking about potting up and getting some of our bulbs to grow. Those of you that picked up paper whites or received some during the holiday season, keep them in your vegetable crisper or in a cool basement. If you just keep them in your home where the temperatures are, let's say 60, 65 or warmer, the bulb will be okay. But the problem that will develop is the flower bud inside the bulb itself will dry out. So you plant them, You get all excited. They start to grow. You get beautiful foliage. A flower stalk begins to form. And when the bud develops, it's all dried out. It's because it was too warm where you kept them. So put them in the vegetable crisper. They'll do a lot better. And that way you can have them in bloom throughout the entire winter, January, February, and even into March. But you've got to keep it cold. That's the secret. And then you'll be ready to go, and you'll have beautiful color. The other thing that you want to start thinking about doing, too, right now where I live in Maine, we're getting some light snow. We had some snow overnight, and, you know, the road's a little bit messy. But you can go outside, and any flowering shrub that you have can be pruned at this time of the year, and the branches can be brought inside, put in a tall vase of warm water, and within a two-week period, it will be in full bloom. So plants like forsythia, quince, all of your flowering trees, so flowering cherry, flowering crab, flowering plum, flowering pear, they can be cut back, pruned, give them a nice shape, and then bring those branches inside and put them in a tall vase of water, and in 2 weeks, you'll have a flower show right on your dining room table. All of your fruit trees that need to be pruned, and the winter is the time to talk and prune all of your fruit trees. That's when all of the commercial orchards are doing that. So you get that pruning done now, and you don't have to do the whole tree, but prune enough that you can enjoy it in your home. Give some branches to a neighbor. They'll love it. There's nothing better than going out, pruning your tree, taking a handful of cuttings 2 to 3 feet long, and giving them to a neighbor, telling them to put them in a vase of water, and they'll be in full bloom in 2 weeks. And they'll last, once they begin that blooming process, for a 2 to a 3 week period. And it's fun to watch a dormant branch go into flower and then into foliage. And plants like forsythia, they'll root right in that container, and then you can start new plants. This is the time to enjoy the winter months. And again, nothing is prettier than a big vase of forsythia in full bloom on your dining room table. But any of your early blooming plants can be done that way. Magnolia. If we get a storm, for example, and a branch should break, remove it, take the branches that have the big fat buds on the end of the branches, the flower buds, about 2 feet long, take a sharp knife, split the stem so that water can go into the bottom and that split, and for big branches, that really does help a great deal. It helps them to come into bloom a lot faster. So you give that a try, and you'll have color, and you can laugh at the snow that's falling outside. Just as easy as that. Now, let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Gloria from Maine with a question about bird seed.
Gloria, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club, and Happy New Year to you.
I've been trying to find Wild Delight bird food all over the place. I'm in mid-coast Maine. I don't know where to buy it.
Okay, have you looked on...
None of the hardware stores have it.
Have you looked on their website?
Hello?
Yes, have you looked on their website, Gloria? If you go to wilddelight.com,
uh-huh,
And then when a website comes up, it will say locate a dealer near you. Click on there, and
okay.
Then it, they're listed by state. It will list all of the garden centers that do sell the Wild Delight bird food. Near me, I live in Kennebunk, but in Arundel, Biddeford area, there's a place called Vermont Transplants, and they sell, God, they must have 200 varieties of bird feeders, and then they have the Wild Delight bird food as well as their own blend. But check out the website, and that will help you a great deal.
Okay.
Have you been... Anything else I can help you with today, Gloria?
Well, I told him I tried to buy the planner that you advertised, but he said that I had to go somewhere else. I bought it about a month ago, and I never got it.
And you couldn't find it locally?
No, the planner is online. I tried to buy it.
The
garden planner.
The garden, the garden journal?
Yes, yes. And
I
paid for it and I haven't gotten it. It's been about a month.
Send me an email, Gloria.
Okay. And your email address?
My email address is pparent, P-A-R-E-N-T, at roadrunner.com.
Okay. Okay, I'll
so
do
if
that.
You send me, yeah, send me the email, and then I'll check into it and find out why it was not shipped for you.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Enjoying your show.
Thank you.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye-bye now. You know, one other thing, early in the program, I was telling you about freezing tomatoes cold, and, you know, if I had done this earlier, you would have them in the freezer now. But what you can do if you want to make a nice soup, and, you know, the weather's cold. It's cold. It's 19 degrees at my house in Kennebunk. We're getting some light snow. And this is a good day to make a good soup. And if you don't have tomatoes in your freezer, what you can do is this. Go to the supermarket and buy the big cans of stewed tomatoes. And, you know, buy enough to make a good soup depending on what your needs are. Open them up. Mash them with your hands and let them simmer. Add some spices to give them the flavor that you want. And it's not going to be a Campbell's tomato soup, that creamy, almost a milky, creamy type texture. You're going to have little chunks of tomatoes that you mash and cook them slow, put them on low, and that will cook it for 2 or 3 hours. And then, like I talked about in the first hour, open up your vegetable crisper. And, you know, now's the time to clean it out. Get the ends of celery, some onions, some peppers, and then any vegetables that you may have and add it to it. And just let it simmer all day long. Your home will fill with the fragrance of that homemade soup. And then the last hour, I just add rice. I'll add pasta. You know, you've got elbows and shells and even regular spaghetti. And I don't cook it first. If my soup is a little bit on the thin side, I'll throw the pasta right into it or the rice right into it. And it will absorb some of the moisture. And it makes the soup thicker. If the soup is thick, then I'll cook the pasta or the rice separately and then add it to the tomatoes that I've been simmering all day. But this time of the year and the type of weather that I'm getting here in Maine, it's cold and there's nothing better than some fresh homemade soup. But if we can help you, the number to call is 855-660-4261. Give us a call and you talk with Tom and we will help you out. Now, Gloria was talking about the birds. And this time of the year, especially with the type of weather we've had and the amount of snow in some areas, I know southern New England is going to have a lot less snow than we do in Maine. In New Hampshire, Vermont, we've had a lot of snow. The birds are looking for food. And the one thing they love is suet at this time of the year. And suet will help them to get through the winter months a lot easier. You can buy suet cakes at your local garden center. You can buy fresh suet when you're out food shopping in with your meat. And just get a suet cage, put it in there. I know my birds are eating. I'll buy a 5-pound block of suet every single week. Cut it in pieces, put it in. I have 3 suet cakes holders, and I'll stuff them in there, and the birds love it. The blue jays this year have been incredible. The finches, the chickadees, they're all over it. And the woodpeckers, I've seen a few, but they love the suet, and it does help them a great deal. Get your bird food out. Get the wild delight, because it does make a difference in the quality of a seed and the types of birds that you will attract to come into your backyard. When you've got 2 feet of snow on the ground, the naturally occurring food is covered with the snow. The birds are having a tough time, and unless you've planted shrubbery that produces a berry, they're having trouble finding food. And we'll talk in the weeks to come about some of the shrubs that you can plant that will produce good fruit for the winter months. And things like flowering crabs that produce small apples or tiny, tiny fruit clusters, they'll feed the birds during the winter. Viburnum. There's another plant that produces clusters of berries that the birds will eat. Barberry will produce a red or a green berry that will feed the birds during the winter. So if you need some help and you want to plan a garden for the birds, give us a call, 855-660-4261.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
If you plant the new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wiltstop. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com. to see the Garden Journal. They will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
US, one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable.
We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Good morning and welcome again to the Paul Parent God Club. Our phone number 855-660-4261. And coming up next hour, we're going to talk with Ed Roy. And the subject is going to be winter moth. Now you're saying, winter moth, what's that? Well, it's an insect that is active during the winter season. And up until a few years ago, it was found mostly south of Boston. Cape Cod had a real bad problem. It's moving up the coast. It's on the North Shore of Boston, and it has been found even in southern Maine in a town called Cape Elizabeth. It's in New Hampshire, western Massachusetts, and it's an insect that you should be made aware about. And we're going to tell you about this winter moth and what you can do and how it's going to take care of your plants and some of the damage that it could do. It's an alien insect. It eats whenever it wants, but that will be coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Again, it's the winter moth, and it's moving north. Not a good sign. But if we can help you, the number is 855-660-4261. Now, at this time of the year, what I need you to do is to inspect any of the houseplants that you have in your home when you water or when you feed. Checking the foliage, checking the stems, to make sure that if they are becoming active, that you can catch them early and prevent them from becoming an epidemic, and then you end up losing some of your houseplants. So as you water, look at the leaf. Look for webbing. That would be spider mite. And that can be washed off and treated with an oil spray, and the oil spray will smother any of the eggs that are on that plant. And what I like to do is, if I have a section in my house and I'm keeping more plants there than any place else, and I find one that has a problem, it comes out, and then quarantine it, put it into a different room, and that way you don't have to worry about it spreading the insects from plant to plant. So check them out, and be aware that, you know, your days are getting longer, the intensity of the sun is getting stronger, and yes, we are getting closer to spring. And if we can help you, 855-660-4261. Growing things on a windowsill at this time of the year for me is a lot of fun. And they have some small, narrow window boxes that you can buy at your local nursery or garden center. Some good potting soil. Put the windowsill container right on that windowsill, and plant things like lettuce, spinach, peas. They'll take the cold right off the windowsill. They'll love it. And I'll tell you, within a couple of weeks, you've got lettuce coming up. You've got spinach coming up. Peas, they're going to be growing. And there's nothing better than picking fresh greens to add flavor and taste and texture and color to a homemade salad. So just because it's January doesn't mean the gardening season is over. We want to start planning for the weeks to come, and, you know, get out your gardening books. And as we get to different times of the season, I'll be telling you what should be done in your yard. And the one thing that can be done at this time is any fruit trees that you have. So apples, peaches, pears, plums, cherries, they can all be pruned to create a better shape, to prevent branches from rubbing, to remove damaged branches, and to encourage the plant to grow thicker and fuller in the springtime. So don't say, I'm in the house for the winter, I'll see you in March. Get outside on a nice day, and let's get ready for the spring.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.